You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to Tech Talk from Site Village Central in Birmingham. And I'm with Martin from Humanware, who got another pretty big stand. I think you guys and Sight and Sound are trying to take over the place. You've got a lot going on. Do you want to tell us a bit about what you've got?
Yeah, well, I mean, we also have a big stand at Sight Village. It's one of the biggest things of the year for us, the Birmingham event, and we've been doing it for as long as I've worked at the company. A lot of stuff's been happening regarding updates for products. We've got a Monarch update on the way with some new features that I can't really say too much about at the minute, but suffice to say, we have got something coming out later in the year.
You're not going to give us an exclusive?
I can just say that we've got some new features for the Monarch, and I can't say any more than that at the moment.
Okay.
But so there is movement on that, some exciting stuff for education, I would say.
Yeah.
We have the Evolve, the new Braille note, which is finally released and shipping. We're on version 1.0 of the software. We've got 1.1 coming maybe towards the end of September. That's got the ability to control iOS and Android devices. There's a find and replace and find command in the Braille editor, and some bug fixes and maybe some other new things that I've not been told about yet. The Braille Note Evolve is our Windows-based laptop slash note-taker. It feels very Keysoft-y when you first turn it on, but it is actually a full Windows laptop. Where you can run JAWS if you want to as well. So we also have the Hark AI, which is our reading machine. So that has AI built in now, which has been really quite cool, really. So you can do handwriting and so on. And we've obviously been always updating our Connect, which is our low vision product. That has an update every quarter, so we're looking at a new update for that in September as well. So a lot of the focus has been on the Evolve, and it's been crazy the amount of pre-orders we've had, so really pleased with that.
Yeah, it's been a massive talking point, the Evolve, and we've covered it quite a bit in terms of the features and what it can do, but what's the feedback been like now that it's finally out and people are getting hands-on with it?
It's good. I mean, you always wonder, because obviously, especially when it's version 1.0 of a product, and no one's really done this before. Okay, there's laptops with a Braille display slapped on them, but they don't try and integrate like the note-taker Keysoft feel within a mainstream application. But actually, the feedback's been really positive. I've been using it since November and last year, and you know, we've obviously made a lot of improvements with hardware and software since I first got it. Like, the battery life's massively increased now compared to what it was. So, you know, we're actually quite pleased with the way it's gone.
What about the Monarch? Because I think for a lot of people, that's something that they won't really have had a chance to experience. Whereas the joy of coming to somewhere like this is that you can actually get to see a lot of this stuff. Have you had quite a lot of interest in that?
It's a Braille display. It's 32x10, so you've got 320 characters there in Braille. It does, as I say, we have got updates planned this year for it, and it's been great that we've now got like multi-line Braille support for JAWS and NVDA. Particularly JAWS has got quite a powerful Braille set and a really powerful, you know, multi-line Braille support for doing stuff like spreadsheets and so on.
Yeah, and I'm guessing there's been quite a lot of interest in that now that people can come here and actually see it in person.
Yeah, and see JAWS working with it, you know.
Yeah.
As like an actual thing. Hey, this is actually happening. You can read across the spreadsheet and read down a spreadsheet. I mean, multi-line's been on the horizon for a long time. In fact, I'd argue that Bristol Braille were probably first with that. Things kind of move on, and there's now us, we're a content creation tool, and there's got the dot pad, which is more of a consumption tool. Exciting that this is now becoming a reality.
Yeah, with more features to come, obviously.
Yep.
And the Hark AI that you mentioned, do you want to tell us a bit about how that works?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it connects to the internet. It can just put a document underneath it reads it to you, but then you can also get an AI description of that page as well, and with the AI description you would always you read your handwriting if there's any handwriting on a page. And I've worked in the industry for over 20 years, and we always thought handwriting just wouldn't be a thing. And at first, it started on the iPhone, and then now you can get it on a, you know, a standalone device that someone who doesn't know anything about computers can use.
And if people want to learn more about any of these products, how can they, where can they go, and how can they get in contact?
They can contact us on eu.sales@humanware.com, humanware.com. You can contact me at martin.roberts@humanware.com. That's Martin with an I. And you can call us as well on 01933 415 800. That's 01933 415 800. And look forward to seeing everyone later in the year at other exhibitions as we go forward.
Always a pleasure to catch up with you guys at Humanware. Always some cool stuff going on. So, thanks for joining us, Martin.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.